This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Financial markets remain unsettled given Russia, Ukraine, and more. I'm David Brancaccio. We're coming off the biggest drop in a week for stocks since the pandemic, with the S&P down 5.7% in just the last 5 days. This morning, market participants are seeing more reasons to move away from riskier assets like stocks. With the news the U.S. is telling families of its diplomats in Ukraine to leave that country in case of Russian hostilities. Right now, London's 100 share index is down 1%. Germany and France are down 1.5%. And U.S. stock index futures turned down in the last 2.5 hours. Add to this a U.S. Federal Reserve policy meeting on interest rates and inflation later this week. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
David, where money is flowing in and out of tells you a lot right now. Oil prices are around a 7-year high. As Russia is threatening military invasion of Ukraine, Russia is, of course, a major oil and gas supplier. The U.S. and Europe have promised a strong response. The question is, what would it look like if Russia invades? What would that response be? And what would it do, if anything, to global oil supplies? We just don't know yet. Meanwhile, stocks are in a sell-off, especially tech stocks, which reached very high prices during the pandemic. So many investors see them as riskier now, especially if the Fed starts raising interest rates sooner and faster than Wall Street has been expecting. The NASDAQ Composite Index, which includes a lot of tech companies, is down about 13% for the year. That's in just 3 weeks. It's only late January. It's been a rough few weeks for tech stocks.
Yeah, and recently when we've seen dips in prices, investors look for bargains and there's a jump in buying the next day. Not so much in recent days.
Yeah, not so much. That pattern doesn't appear to be holding this time around, at least not on a big scale. There have also been some disappointing headlines with regards to recent corporate earnings reports. Netflix last week, of course, reported, as we reported, surprised by projecting subscription growth will be slow a lot over the next few months. That adds to the uncertainty, suggesting the effects of pandemic-era stimulus are waning. What might change the narrative is the Fed. We'll see what comes out of their policy meetings tomorrow and Wednesday.
And Wednesday. Nova, thanks. Dow and S&P futures are down 0.3% now. For the NASDAQ, down 0.5%. Some money's going into bonds, with the 10-year interest rate down at 1.73%. Now to a story about how pandemic distortions and a terrible storm about 2 months ago in Western Canada is affecting the building of new houses and home renovations in the U.S. This week, we'll get an update on new home sales covering December in the U.S., and the increased cost of building materials will be a factor. Think lumber. With prices up by almost a third since September, Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
A lot of what's been going on with lumber prices has to do with the supply of Canadian lumber. Mark Fleming is chief economist at First American.
Canadian pine is highly sought after for home building because of its strength.
And in November, a major storm hit British Columbia, washing out the rail lines that lumber mills rely on. Brian Leonard is a lumber analyst with RCM Alternatives.
It stopped shipments by a good 20% and 100% in certain places.
Leonard says that complicated the supply chain problems the lumber industry had already been dealing with.
Less truckers, less rail employees because of COVID showing up and things like that. So the whole system kind of broke down.
At almost the same time last year, a 40-year ongoing trade dispute with Canada came to a head, says Rachel Brewster, a professor at Duke Law School.
The core of the dispute between the United States and Canada is whether or not Canada is subsidizing their lumber industry.
And in November, the Commerce Department doubled its tariff on Canadian softwood lumber imports to almost 18%.
Doubling the tariff rates, I mean, that is going to increase the price of lumber.
This is also happening while the Canadian lumber industry is dealing with another older problem, a beetle infestation that's been devastating pine forests in Canada since the 1990s, leaving behind millions of dead trees and the risk of wildfires, says economist Mark Fleming with First American.
Increased risk of wildfires, increased devastation of wildfires in the 2017 and 2018 era has effectively created now a shortage of trees to be cut down in Canada and exported to the United States.
Fleming says this is different from the supply chain problems that have caused shortages of other home building materials during the pandemic.
How do you fix a supply shortage driven by a sheer lack of something like a tree, which takes a long time to grow?
And in the meantime, Fleming says demand for new homes will continue to push lumber prices up. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The U.S. has suspended 44 flights operated by airlines based in China. This is a reciprocal version of what China's government has been doing for several weeks as an anti-pandemic measure. Still, China's foreign ministry today called the new U.S. move unreasonable and extremely irresponsible. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack.
Under China's zero COVID policy, if more than five passengers on the plane test positive after arrival, the airline can be forced to suspend flights for 2 weeks. More than 10 positive cases means a flight suspension for at least a month. Chinese authorities say this has kept infections in the country low. But the U.S. argues that all passengers who fly into China must go through multiple tests for the COVID-19 virus and are individually vetted by the Chinese embassies before they are allowed to fly. U.S. carriers also double-check the test results before passengers are allowed on board. So why, argues the Transport Department, are U.S. airlines punished for passengers who test positive afterwards? China says this policy applies to all carriers, not just from the U.S., and that the American government should not look for a special exemption. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.
And a cruise ship called the Crystal Symphony was headed back to Miami when it diverted and docked in the Bahamas over the weekend. The company Crystal Cruises had been sued for allegedly not paying a nearly $5 million fuel bill. The ship changed course after a U.S. judge ordered the ship seized if it came into U.S. waters. Given the payment dispute, passengers, reportedly in the hundreds, were put on a long, bumpy ferry ride to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.